It's the Vinyl Countdown. Jonathan Charles.
Welcome to our very own Glastonbury Festival, and all on vinyl, this guy is definitely a popular act. He certainly knew how to get the crowd on his side when playing live. David Bowie with John, I'm Only Dancing, and that version was recorded in 1974, but only released 5 years later. He was always a big favourite at the Glastonbury Festival and played there several times. Well, for the second year running, there is no physical festival at Glastonbury, for obvious reasons, although there was, of course, a smaller event at Worthy Farm in May. So we're putting this together, our own virtual Glastonbury. I'm surrounded by lots of singles and albums as ever. My son Max is with me, and I'm trying to teach him about some of the great vinyl of the past few decades. Max, I've always liked that Bowie track.
So I quite liked that song. One of my favourite things about it is, about halfway through, there's the equivalent of a solo break in jazz music, when it's just vocals and a tiny little sidetrack.
Yeah, the production's quite nice on it, isn't it?
Yes, where it's produced is really special as well.
Now, as we've remarked many times on this show, Max, there are so many different David Bowies, aren't there? Depending on which record you pick, he sounds almost different every time.
Yeah, it's like listening to different artists.
And we've had him on this show a lot.
Too many times to count.
So, I thought you were going to say too many times.
Oh, but both.
So, we're featuring the Glastonbury Festival. It usually takes place on a farm in Somerset in the southwest of England. About 200,000 people go there, Max, over the 5 days. It was started in the 1970s. And if you can name a good band, Max, they've probably played that festival during the past 50 years.
Okay, Ed Sheeran.
Yep.
Wait, really?
Yep.
Oh, I was being sarcastic.
Keep going. Who else?
The Buckwheat Boys.
Who?
Oh, they wrote the song you hate most in the universe. Peanut Butter Jelly Time.
I'm sure they didn't play Glastonbury.
So, I'm hoping not.
So good bands definitely played Glastonbury. It's a must on the festival circuit during the summer. And Michael Eavis was the farmer who started the Glastonbury Festival on his land, motivated by a love of pop music and a need to make some money, as he explained in an interview in 1970.
Well, I'm interested in the whole field of it, really. I like Donovan very much, and I'm very keen on the Kinks, so that covers a lot, really. It's a super place for it. It's absolutely ideal. It's a kind of a euphoria down here, and it's away from the awful realities of life. It's a nice place. The Vale of Avalon and Glastonbury and all the mystique surrounding it, you know, it's a nice place for it. But yeah, I think I'm just an average sort of fella. I'm not all that conning type, you know. I do enjoy it, but obviously I've got an overdraft and I've got to try and clear it.
And here's a man who's played Glastonbury countless times.
Climbing up on Salisbury Hill, I could see the city light. Wind was blowing, time stood still. Eagle flew out of the night. He was something to observe. Came in close, I heard a voice.
There's something very powerful about that song. Peter Gabriel and Salisbury Hill, number 13 in the UK charts in 1977. And he said he wrote that song not far from Glastonbury, actually. It's about a spiritual experience that he had on top of little Salisbury Hill. Does that one grab you, Max?
I mean, it's not really my sort of thing. It sounds like a cross between someone finally achieving nirvana and going to a car dealership.
That sounds like a very odd mixture.
It sounds a bit like the sort of thing they would play in a car dealership when you're trying to pick what car you want, but really, we'll use the word interesting music that plays in the background.
Like elevator music.
Yes.
I don't think it's like that at all. Peter Gabriel had been in a very big band, Max, called Genesis, and the song really reflects his decision to leave them. He once said that Salisbury Hill was all about being prepared to lose what you have for what you might get. A song with philosophy then, Max.
Yes, but you could also theoretically interpret it as you're losing your old car and you're getting a new car of a dealership.
Well, Peter Gabriel headlined Glastonbury, the festival in 1979. You know, Max, the price of a ticket then was £5. So adjusting for inflation, that would be about £20 today. Quite cheap when you consider going to Glastonbury next year will probably cost you about £200 a ticket.
Can I drop out of school for that?
Glastonbury.
As long as there's someone good, I will do it.
But imagine only paying a few pounds for a ticket compared to what you have to pay these days.
I know, it's incredible how much things have changed.
We'll have more from you, Max, a little later. More artists as well who've graced the Pyramid Stage and other stages at Glastonbury. Up next, we go back to the golden age of disco. Some great non-stop tracks with the disco bit in the middle.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.
Disco music. Now. Everybody dance, clap your hands.
They played Glastonbury too, but they were good everywhere they went, and no disco is complete without the music of Chic. Everybody Dance, number 9 in the UK charts in May 1978. Just a few months later, disco goers were also tapping their feet to ska music. Selector of Grace Glastonbury in the past, getting people dancing with the very jerky footwork, which could be seen for a while on many disco floors. And we stay in 1979 with the Isley Brothers and a big club hit from that year.
This is rockin', it's a disco night.
The Isley Brothers were another Glastonbury favourite, and there are more to come from one of the great British music festivals.
With music just for you, Jonathan Charles.
Time was drifting, this rock got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway.
Yeah. City took me with the tide, and I nearly died from hospitality. Left me stranded, took away my pride. Just another note of fatality. I kept on looking for a sign in the middle of the night, but I couldn't see the light.
Fantastic group, the Climax Blues Band, and their top 10 hit, Couldn't Get It Right, from 1976. They always knew how to woo the Glastonbury crowds. And so did Blondie, their version of a classic, The Tide Is High.
I'm gonna be
Debbie Harry and Blondie with their 1980 take on a John Holt track. It certainly worked as they hit the number one spot on both sides of the Atlantic. Max is going to be back soon with more on one of our artists. That's after the triple play, all connected to Glastonbury and all on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown,
1968.
You made a fool of me. Under broken dreams, you got to you
Radical has returned, has returned, has returned, has returned, has returned. Hey, Radical has returned to his culture. Radical has returned, giving water. Radical has returned.
And that's our Vinyl Countdown Triple Play, back-to-back tracks focusing on artists who've all played at the Glastonbury Festival at one time or another. There is no full Glastonbury again this year, so we're holding our own virtual one with artists who've performed there in the past. First you heard a beautiful song from Burt Bacharach and This Guy's in Love with You. Then it was the Electric Light Orchestra from 1975 with Evil Woman, a number 10 UK chart hit single. Finally we heard Steel Pulse with Prodigal Son. Max, you're back. You've been finding out some more about Steel Pulse.
Steel Pulse, still, apparently, a roots reggae band from Handsworth District, Birmingham. They first met at school and formed the band whilst they were still studying. They are the first non-Jamaican act to win a Grammy Award for Best Reggae Album. They were inspired to perform by listening to Bob Marley's music. Wasn't everyone. That song that we played came from an album called Handsworth Revolution.
I like that track a lot, Max. What do you think?
So do I, but it feels quite similar to most other reggae tracks. It feels like every single reggae track I've ever heard is coming back to haunt me.
Well, what I think is interesting about that track is they weren't from Jamaica, they were from Birmingham, but they definitely had a sound which could have been coming from the Caribbean.
It feels very similar to most other reggae songs. I mean, if you go back to one of our first few episodes, we played Bob Marley and it feels very similar.
Now, of course, just before that as well, we heard another track that you're quite keen on. You like the Electric Light Orchestra, don't you?
Yes, I do. I mean, it's quite a good thing how they managed to mix the 70s with the 1870s.
You're talking about all the strings they put into their music. So it sounded vaguely classical, even though it was pop.
Yes, that's what always attracted me about the ELO since I was little.
Now, there are so many artists we could have picked who've played at Glastonbury, but I hope you enjoyed our virtual festival. We have one more still to come.
And let me tell you, as usual, that you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter. On Instagram, we're at Vinyl Countdown Podcast, and on Twitter, we're at Vinyl Countdown 10.
We certainly are. Let's play out with a live performance, remembering Bruce Springsteen's appearances at Glastonbury. Here is his version of a Motown song, War. See you next time with a box full of great records.
Enjoy.
Mother's crying when the sun's so off the fire.
the Vinyl Countdown.